Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We got Frank Cusimano coming up. We'll get his thoughts on the Mizzou Texas A&M game. Jane Duker hanging out with us with Sue Thomas and Fred and Ethan on a Friday afternoon. We also have Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Hall?
I'm good, Mark. I only talk about one-word titles this week, it seems like, from what they've rolled out for me to see.
All right, so what do you want to start with here?
Let's go to Nuremberg first.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this one. I love World War II dramas or anything around that time period. This one looks intriguing. What do you got for me?
Nuremberg stars Russell Crowe as Hermann Göring, and so we get the trial, the legendary trial. For those of you who know history, you know these trials were something else, and they were held in Nuremberg, taking Göring, who was Hitler's number two, and the only one that they kind of caught right off the bat as he surrendered to American troops, and then puts the tale around him and a number of the others there. But it's really more the tale between Göring and Douglas Kelly, who is a shrink assigned to come basically feel him out, get his, you know, figure out who he is, what he is, what they can use against him, and all the rest. Rami Malek is there for that. And Michael Shannon's along as the prosecutor here, the Justice Robert H. Jackson. This is a cast that's loaded. It's a tale that's loaded. It's a tale that needs to be told, especially now with all the rhetoric that gets thrown around in American politics today. People need to see what a Nazi really is and what Nazis really did. This is, at points, you will get sickened watching the screen. And if you don't, you have no heart as you see people in various states of surviving the concentration camps. So don't be afraid to see this because of that. However, be aware when you see it that there's going to be some moments in the middle of, during the trial where you see these scenes. It's really that cat and mouse, that figuring out one person from another. I liked it a lot. The end gets Douglas Kelly's story a little bit more and pushes it out there. He didn't do much with his story after that, but I think that's kind of in there for today's world, shall we say. I don't know how much he was roundly disinterested for the rest of people, didn't really care. It's a moment in history, needs to be told with great actors, and Nuremberg definitely has
unless you're Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson these days. I'm very interested in the Sydney Sweeney movie, which is called Christy, which is based on a true story of Christy Martin, who was a prize fighter. And boy, this looks like a different Sydney Sweeney than she is in the American Eagle jeans commercial, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nobody that watched the American Eagle jeans commercial is going to complain about Sweeney in her role here. She really takes it all on, almost to that level where The Rock took it on, Dwayne Johnson took it on in The Smashing Machine, where she becomes Christy Martin. Now, for those of you who don't remember, I grew up in this Christy Martin era, as I'm sure you did, and so many others. But I was a fight fan at the time. I remember this is the start, really, of female boxing and was coming onto the scene. Men didn't trust women's boxing. They didn't want anything to do with women's boxing. And Christy Martin changed the way that was, changed people's eyes on some of that stuff, because Christy Martin was a bad mama jamma, let's just say. She would come in the ring and do some things that just really would embarrass her opponents, because she was so much more tough. And I will say, because she rose from the tough man competitions. There also was relationship issues with Sydney Sweeney. Her husband here at the point, Jim, who's played by Ben Foster, another character in this movie you will not recognize on screen. For those of you who know Ben Foster, he takes on a role that you will not like before it's all said and done. This is in an era where boxing with females was at its infancy and everything around it was very sexist and very tough to deal with. Sweeney is wonderful in this movie. It's not for everybody, but I'll tell you, I liked Christy a lot, knowing Christy Martin's story, knowing kind of where it goes. And it's a little tough to watch before it gets all said and done as well.
So one of the films that I've been most intrigued by, just because I'm a huge Guillermo del Toro fan, is Frankenstein. And I thought that was going to be theatrical, but that's out this weekend, and that's a Netflix release?
Yeah, you can go see that on Netflix today. Huh, it did have
awesome.
A really small Netflix or a small theatrical run, not for a lot of cities. You know, the big cities, they always claim the coast, because we live in the middle of the country. We don't get those type of things. But Frankenstein, the fact that Guillermo del Toro is behind this, he brings this to the screen, means you are going to have attention to detail that is something that you haven't seen with the tale of Frankenstein before. Oscar Isaac stars as Victor Frankenstein. Jacob Elordi is the creature that he created. You've got Christoph Waltz alongside and Mia Goth, who is perfect in her role as Elizabeth. The beauty of this is in the look on the screen. You will have your home screen through Netflix just blown out of your mind as you look at the detail that's there. Again, kind of a common thread for everything. Some of this, as he's building Frankenstein, Frankenstein's building his monster, is a little gory. Guillermo del Toro doesn't mince words in the way he puts it together and the way he starts building the beast. This is not like Frankenstein that you saw in the 30s.
This
is Frankenstein today. Long movie, 2.5 hours long, so you got to stick with it. But it's a beautiful movie to watch, told very well from the perspective of a couple different ways. And I liked it.
That's
awesome. Surprised myself.
I love Guillermo, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Let me tell you something that I started watching last night that I liked quite a bit. And I can't remember if you mentioned it last week at all. Jane, I think you're going to like this one as well. I stumbled upon it. I knew it was coming out, and I just pressed play just to see what I would think. It's called Death by Lightning. And this is based on the true story of what happened with President James Garfield. You've seen the whole thing at this point?
No.
Okay, because it just got released. I think it just came out a couple of days ago. Have you? Now, you mentioned Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon plays James Garfield. Matthew McFadden plays the assassin Charles Guiteau, and it's really interesting. This is a different historical type of drama. Betty Gilpin is in the cast as well. Bradley Whitford, you might remember him from The West Wing. Nick Offerman has a role in here. So this one kind of intrigued me. I didn't know what to expect, but I liked what I saw in the first episode. The other recommendation that I would have, and I'm just going to admit that I'm intrigued by this for personal reasons as well, not because I have history as a serial killer, but because I grew up in the area that John Wayne Gacy was abducting boys and burying them in his crawl space. But the Gacy Peacock series is really, really good. There have been a couple of John Gacy docuseries, and then Peacock had the documentary. This is actually based on the documentary. It's really, really well executed. It's creepy as hell. As you might imagine, that story is just awful. But I would recommend that if you're looking for something episodic. Jane, have you checked that one out yet?
Well, the Death by Lightning I started. The Allen Iverson
documentary. That looks good, too.
Is
that really good?
Bawled my eyes out.
Wow.
It just really touched me. He's a very interesting, incredible guy.
He lost all his money, right?
No.
I thought he did.
No. He's on that show with Shaq. They do the shoes together.
But I thought at one point he had...
No. Some bad things happened to him, though. And things that shouldn't have happened to him. which, you know, enraged me.
Paul, I lived in Milwaukee when you know, the Bucks were really good when George Karl was the coach. Sure. Glenn Robinson. Paul's up in Milwaukee, which is why I bring this up. So this would have been 25 years ago or the early 2000 period. Remember when the Bucks were good with Glenn Robinson? And I remember that series with the 76ers was kind of crazy.
Was intense. And then the other show I watched was not It's Her Fault on Peacock. About I think it's incredibly female. The actresses are phenomenal. They outshine everyone. The women clearly do better, but it is about a kid that's abducted.
Oh gosh.
And whose fault it is.
Okay.
And it is, I mean, it grips you right now. It a little bit, there's a few miscues where, you know, it goes a little bit off the shark, but you're on the edge of your seat the entire time.
And this one is on Peacock?
Peacock.
Paul, are you familiar with that one or not?
I know about it. I have not gotten there as of yet.
Sarah
given
Snook
that,
from Succession. And who else? The blonde girl. She was incredible. But it's Dev, and Sarah is incredible.
Well, look at that one.
As a mom whose child has been abducted.
You know, I was thinking about this on the roundtable. I'll ask this now because it's entertainment related. We're going to talk with Congressman Jason Smith at the top of the hour. Which will end the first, the government shutdown or the YouTube versus Disney dispute? Because I'm going to be so pissed off if I can't watch the Packers and the Eagles on Monday night. And it's not looking good right now.
Well, you know what? I think they're doing it because they want everybody to go to their. I don't think it's going to happen. I think, and YouTube.
Oh, they're going to they're going to have it back.
$20 off my bill. So
no, they're going to get it back on YouTube TV, or they're going to lose all their customers. I mean, people, there's no way that millions of people
are not going to pay $30. I mean, Jane, so I'm paying $9 more.
Yeah, there's not going to be millions of people that stick with YouTube TV if they don't have
ESPN making good decisions. Is that consistent?
No.
Thank you.
Good point.
No.
But I'll tell you what, 20 years ago, I told people, as people started saying, I want to pick my networks, I want to cut the cord. I said, look, someday, somewhere, cable's going to come back together and bring all the packages back together because people are going to get fed up. And this is one of those moments, those kind of watershed moments that you're going to learn that maybe the right idea before, quote unquote, is absolutely the wrong idea now to bring some of these services back together. Because great programming is on all the services, whether it's Apple TV Plus or Peacock or Prime. All of them have something. You can't afford them all anymore.
Yeah, but the deal is YouTube, I do think, and you know, they're seen as a bully a little bit, but they have the numbers to compete and have some leverage here, which is why.
They've missed Monday Night Football. They've missed Saturday Football. They missed ESPN Game Day.
And they're going to miss it again tomorrow.
And I do not see anything that indicates that they are, you know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They don't
Here's what I see that makes
websites.
It look like they may buckle at some point. ESPN, I've had a number of responses from folks that have tried the other services, went away, said they hate the interfaces on some of the other services that are out there. And that gives YouTube a leg up, because if that's how people want to watch it, and nobody wants to buy another streaming app, whether it's ESPN or ESPN and Fox or ESPN and Fox and Hulu or ESPN and the Cooking Channel. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They're done with them. So I think they're pushing a losing battle at ESPN, and hopefully they'll come to their senses.
All right, Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
ComicGuy.com.
We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.